This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We did it. We made it to the final hour on this Friday. It's a Meat Friday down at Danette. Paulie getting his weekend started a day early. Traeger Grill's fired up. And it's a fall day, crisp. Going to have a fire out there. And in case you're wondering, and I know you are, chicken fettuccine Alfredo, sausage and pepper penne, and cheesy garlic bread. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yes, Todd.
That sounds like something that's offered like at a catered affair when you're going to a party, and those are the couple of things they bring out on the menu when you're at some kind of fancy joint.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's good time.
Yeah.
Good times.
Thank you, Todd. All right. Final hour here, Seton. We're going to talk to Christopher Mad Dog Russo. He'll join us coming up a little bit. What's the poll question we're going to go with if we want to put a period at the end of the other poll questions we've had so far?
Well, yeah, let's see. I got two for you this hour.
All right.
In terms of chemistry, Draymond Green is good or bad?
All right, let me play this because I heard this and I go, you have no self-awareness, do you, Draymond? Here's Draymond Green, the Warriors forward, talking about chemistry with the Warriors.
Last year we had an awful team as far as chemistry goes. It was pathetic. But chemistry has been a strong suit here. Last year was horse. It was hard to come to work. This year you see the joy, you know, on guys' face when they come in the building. You got guys like staying over 2 and 3 hours after, just sitting around talking, getting here 2 and 3 hours early just to be here. You know, it's like you start to see that and you're like, okay, this is a group that likes being together.
Okay. Earth to Draymond. Dude, you're the reason why chemistry was so bad. You know, when you punch your teammate before the start of the season, I'm going to guess there's going to be some aftershocks with that. You don't like being around Jordan Poole, right? You're the problem. You're the chemistry problem right now. And now you're going to tell everybody, hey, we had a chemistry problem. It was terrible. Yes, because of you. Oh, my goodness. And by the way, James Harden, speaking of chemistry, he's coming in hot with the Clippers. He's the system. He's not part of a system. He's the system.
When I'm in a leash, I'm not meant just shooting the basketball every time. I mean, like, I'm I think the game, and I'm a creator on the court. You know what I mean? So if I got a voice to where I can, hey, coach, I see this. You know, what you think about this? Then it's like, oh, okay. Like someone that trusts me, that believes in me, that understands me, that I'm just not a, you know, I'm not a system player. I am a system. You know what I mean? So,
somebody that can have that dialogue with me and understand and move forward and figure out and make adjustments on the fly throughout the course of games. That's all I really care about. You know, I mean, it's not about me scoring a basketball, scoring 34 points. I've done it already. So that's what I meant by that.
Okay. The system doesn't work. We know that. We saw his system. I thought he played great basketball first half of the season. And I'll go back to what Doc Rivers said on the show, that James Harden changed at the All-Star break. When he didn't make the All-Star team, then it was like, wait a minute, nobody's recognizing what I'm doing for this team. I'm sacrificing for this team. I'm leading the league in assists. Okay, why don't you want to do that? Why don't you want to be part of a team that's got Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey? You got a chance to do something. You're going to go out west, and then are you the system with the Clippers? Is it Kawhi's team? Is it Paul George's team? Whose team? Oh, it's your team, and you just got there, and you're the system. Well, the system was fabulous in Houston if you're just watching somebody score whenever they want to, but it didn't work. But now he's going to go to the Clippers. He's the system. He should say, look, whatever it takes to make this team a winner, that's what I want to do. You already have established Hall of Famers with Kawhi, Russ, and Paul George. That's what you should say, not I'm the system. And that, you know, your growth was stunted somehow in Philadelphia. Okay? I was just kind of surprised that you go in with this attitude at his age. Like, there's a reason why he doesn't win. And he doesn't win in the postseason. The system doesn't work. His system doesn't work. Yes, Mark.
And if you're James Harden, you've got all the accolades you wanted, right? You got scoring titles. You got an MVP award, all the all-star teams, all NBA. And we talked about this yesterday, about always being known as a champion. Like Oscar Robertson at the end of his career became a champion after all the stats and all of that. Don't you want to always be remembered as a champion now?
I don't know if it matters, though, Marv. If you say, I'm the system, does winning really matter? Because when you've been the system, you don't win. You're fascinating to watch. You know, you're a statistical anomaly, but you don't win. I don't know if he cares. I don't know how important winning is to players now, certainly in basketball. It's just like, I'm making $40 million, $50 million. So what? Who cares if I won a title or, hey, you're ranked 17th on the all-time list? I don't know if it matters to them. And with James Harden, you were the perfect complement to Joel Embiid. Yes, Eden.
But according to Doc Rivers, everything changed once James Harden wasn't selected for the All-Star team. Yeah. Now, that can look selfish, but clearly something does matter to him more than just, I'm making $40, $50 million a year. You know, whether it's recognition or not, he has some competitive spirit for sure. He's not just collecting a paycheck. He wants to be recognized as a great player. And if that's what it took to get that out of him again, that's probably a good thing.
Okay. Does he have a better chance at winning with the Clippers than he does with the Philadelphia 76ers? Because if winning is the most important thing, he would have a better chance, I think, with the 76ers than the Clippers.
So far, nobody else has, though.
With Philadelphia?
Yeah. They had Jimmy Butler. They tossed him to the curb. They've had a lot of good players run through that place. And granted, it's with different, you know, administrations, if you will.
Yeah.
But so far, it doesn't seem like Philadelphia is really any closer to winning.
Well, which organization's more of a mess, historically?
Yeah, but what about currently?
Even currently?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Are you all in on the Clippers?
I don't know.
Yeah. So you're going to leave Philadelphia because you're going to go to the Clippers? That stability there?
Yeah.
Yes, Mark.
And this is his third time being Russell Westbrook's teammate. And you're 0-2 with him as a teammate. And then you have Kawhi and Paul George. What happens in the playoffs? And if you want to be recognized as a champion, I don't know if he does or not. But you won't get the type of credit being a Clipper as you will being a Sixer, where you'd be the second best player on the team as opposed to maybe the third or fourth best player on the Clippers.
But we saw him in the playoffs where he had a couple of games where he scored like 40. And then he had a couple of, you know, James Harden typical playoff games where he didn't do anything. Feels like he still wants to be that guy who can put up 40, 35 a night. Because if you were putting up 21 and 11, it seemed like he was playing great basketball and he was being a leader. Now it just feels like, all right, I'm the system. So tell that to your teammate. How do you think those guys feel when they go, wait, James said what? He's the system. Okay. How do you think Tyronn Lue feels? Wait, what system are we, James, what system are we running tonight?
We're going to run the same one that I ran with LeBron those years ago. I'm going to run that same system. It's called the awesome player system.
Yes,
they should just call him System and bust his chops for as long as possible. And,
yeah, that's going to go over
that's
well.
That's going to have to be the nickname that he called himself.
Hey, stop calling me. I am the system.
You said you're the system.
So no, you system. Said you're. Yes, Marvin.
Kawhi's going to say, he said what?
And Russell Westbrook's going to be like, all right, so I'll just be on the bench, though, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I'll just let you guys know how the.
Yes, Todd.
Not to mention the whole Sixers thing versus Clippers and the road through the Western Conference versus the Eastern Conference has made it even much more difficult for Harden to get a ring.
Victor Wembanyama, the first teenager with at least 38 points and 10 rebounds in a game since the guy he played against last night, Kevin Durant. The third teenager since 1981 to have at least 38 points and 10 rebounds in a game, Kevin Durant and LeBron James. Also, Victor Wembanyama's 38 points are the most ever by a French-born player. Do you guys have an idea of who has, I think, the all-time record for a French-born player in the NBA? Marvin?
It's going to be some Nicholas Batum?
No.
It's not Tony Parker.
No, Tony Parker.
Rudy Gobert?
No, not Rudy and the Goberts. This one, I had no idea this guy scored this many points. He scored 41 in a game. Yes, Mark.
Still playing?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm lost.
You have to get this. Like, this is where you, I'm ready for bloop.
Who do you, like, give me one hint besides he's French.
It's Bilal Coulibaly.
He did it in 2022.
Oh, come on.
I don't even know what team he plays on, okay? I don't know what team he plays on. And I'm pretty up to date on the
Frank,
NBA.
Frank,
no. It'd be Franck.
Franck Nicolina.
Evan Fournier. He had 41 points. I don't know who he plays for.
I think he rides the bench for the Knicks right now, I think.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, I think he's on the Knicks.
All right. Time to play the most must-win game of the weekend. Are you guys ready for this? All right. Oh, we got theme music. Paulie's not here today. But, Todd, the most must-win.
I'm giving it to the Washington Huskies needing to win at USC. You got Michael Penix Jr. still very much right there in the Heisman race. USC's lost two of their last three, giving up 48-34, and in a win, giving up 49. Washington needs to go in there and take care of USC.
All right, Seton, most must-win game of the weekend.
Most must-win game. I have the number 7 Texas Longhorns hosting number 25 Kansas State. You've got Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Texas, and K-State are all 4-1 in the Big 12. So if you're talking playoff hopes for Texas, this is a massive game. If you're talking conference title hopes, this is a massive. This is as a must-winningest game gets for Texas this weekend.
Marvin, the most must-win game of the weekend.
They're not talked about enough. I'm going with the Cowboys. They got to beat the Eagles. They got to stay up. And they got to be considered a top-notch team in the NFC, they got to beat their NFC rivals.
All right. The most must-win, I was going to say Washington, where they are in the rankings, but Todd already took that. Man, I get a sneaky suspicion USC wins this game. It's like they shouldn't.
Kind of feels that way.
I know.
Calling it or just sneaky suspicion?
I'll call it.
Okay. USC over Washington.
Todd. Who called Kansas against Oklahoma last week?
You always get those weird feelings when you're right.
Who called the Patriots against the Bills, Todd?
Yeah, I know. You get these little goosebumps. I don't know what's going on with you.
Goosebumps?
No, you get these little spider sense tingling or whatever. You just know about these upsets.
That's just my acne on my face.
Oh, is that what it is?
Is it back?
Yeah, a little bit.
It brings back haunting memories.
There's ointment for that.
You know, it's really hard to walk up to a girl when you have, like, you know, pimples, whiteheads. You're like, hi. And they're going, ew. Hi. Hi. How are you?
Ew. Hi.
Hi, I'm Dan. Would you like to go to the sock hop? No. Why don't you get some Stridex or Clearasil, dude? Okay, thank you.
That's rough.
I know. It was. It was. God, there were so many pretty girls in high school, and I was a zero. Zero. Even when I had the opportunity with Jenny Badgey, I whiffed. I whiffed on that. Yes, Marv?
And when you're ready to ask a girl out,
yeah,
and somebody says, oh, what's the worst they can say? No? I was like, oh, they can say much worse.
Yeah. No, you creep. No, you're ugly.
They could laugh.
Yeah.
They could. Yeah. There's a lot of ways this could go sideways.
They could have said, no, I don't go out with somebody who's 6'3", 148. Okay.
Fair.
Yeah. See.
Yeah. Well, you could say and walk away. Yeah. Dejected.
Hey, Thunderman.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair enough. All right. I agree.
It's the funniest thing now because, like, being an adult, you know none of this crap actually matters. And it is true. Like, yeah, dude, like, just go ask somebody out or go try this or do whatever. And trying to convince your 13-year-old that, trust me, none of this stuff actually matters.
Yes.
The important stuff is later. Just doesn't work.
Do you realize that I prevented my daughters from going on dates until they were 16? And they would tell their friends, you know, that I was holding them back. And then they finally, years later, now they're in their 20s, and they said, thank you for doing that, Dad, because we had an excuse why nobody was asking us out. Like, we can't date until we're 16. And then I was doing them a favor. I didn't know I was doing them a favor, but then they realized that. All right, here's my most must-win game of the weekend. The Dolphins against the Chiefs. We keep talking about the Dolphins. I want to see what you do. It's a neutral site. Granted, it's in Germany. But let's see Tyreek Hill. Let's see Tua. Because I still think the most consistent, the constant in the NFL is Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs. Now, you have different supporting players, a different supporting cast. But when it comes, when it's all said and done, you look at all these teams and you go, I know exactly what that team is. It's Kansas City. It still is. And I want to see what that defense does against Tyreek Hill. We keep talking about Tua. Tyreek Hill getting 2,000 yards. The most must-win game of the weekend is the Dolphins getting 2 in Germany. We'll take a break. More phone calls coming up on this Meat Friday. Mad Dog Russo will join us right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Widely considered to be the first heavy metal song ever recorded. And it was the Beatles who did it. I think they were worried that The Who would beat them to the punch and record a heavy metal song. And I think Paul McCartney wanted to have something that was ahead of the time with everybody else. And then, of course, led to Helter Skelter with Charlie Manson. Manson, when he was arrested, said, "Don't blame me, blame the Beatles. They wrote the song." Beatles music, the theme today on the program. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. He's Christopher Mad Dog Russo, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Yes, he's still on the radio, Sirius XM. You can see him on First Take as well, and weekdays on MLB with some high heat. Mad Dog joins us now. Hi, Chris. How are
Good
you?
Good job with the Beatles. I didn't realize that story. Excellent on your part. Excellent job. Enjoyed that. Why today, Beatles? Is there an anniversary I'm not aware of? What's going on?
The Beatles just had that song that came out yesterday, where it's called Now and Then, where it was something that Paul or John wrote in the mid-70s, recorded it. Yoko gave it to Paul. Paul, all these years, has been trying to come up with something, and he got together with Ringo and George while he was still alive, and then they put out that song that was yesterday. So,
wow, how about that? Yeah. I didn't realize that. Good job on your part. Boy, how could you not? The Ron Howard documentary on the Beatles is tremendous. I'm sure you saw that. It's great. You did a great job with it.
What did you think of Peter Jackson's documentary on the Beatles?
The one that was the 10-part one?
Yeah.
I got a little bored with it, I have to admit. You know, it was the same thing day after day after day. It was unique, the month of January, and then you see the concert there on the top of the roof. But I did get a little bored with it, I have to admit. I got a little bored with it. But, I mean, you can tell how brilliant they are. And, you know, they come so naturally. They can sit there and wake up after not sleeping. They can just show up at a thing, half in a bag, and they go out there and they put songs together. That's how great they were.
They weren't half in the bag as much as the Rolling Stones were.
Oh, I agree. I completely agree with that. The Rolling Stones, you know, I didn't realize their first appearance on Sullivan was in June in 1964. And I think the Beatles was that previous February. So it was pretty close that the Stones did the Ed Sullivan show 3 or 4 months then after the Beatles basically woke up America when they did I Want to Hold Your Hand. When was that? I think February of 1964, if I'm not mistaken. I think.
He's Mad Dog Russo, and you're still on the radio. I know that.
Yes.
I wasn't rooting for the Diamondbacks until you said that you would retire if the Diamondbacks got to the World Series. And I thought, well, I don't want you to retire, but I do want to see what you do if the Diamondbacks get to the World Series. Then you go to the World Series. You're in Arizona. How did the fans treat you when you got there?
You know, funny, I was in the center field bleachers. Where the radio crew was, you know, the high heat thing was on the field. The center field bleachers for the radio. So 3 days, you know, I'm on 4 to 7 New York time, which is obviously about an hour before game time. That's, you know, 1 to 4. and the game's at 5:03. So all the fans are low below me on that little ramp there in the center field bleachers. I would say 80% totally into it. Pictures, autographs, Mad Dog, don't retire. And then I would say 20% nasty. Get out of here. What do you know about the baseball? Da 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 da. Retire already. So I would say about 8 to 8 of 10 were good. 20% were bad. Now remember, I took my Northern Arizona, my kids at Northern Arizona, who plays at UConn on Monday night, by the way, their opener, and he's the third assistant. So I bought I got 5 tickets Monday night to bring the coaches down. So that was sort of a little camouflage. How are they going to boo me when I'm kissing my kid who I haven't seen since August? That's number one. I'll tell you, the guy who gets it is Torrey Lovello.
Yeah.
He is, well, you know that better than anybody. He understands entertainment. You know, he grew up on the set of All in the Family because his father was the executive producer of ER, which is a CBS show. So he grew up on the set of All in the Family, so he understands entertainment. So he got it the whole way through. And sort of Derek Hall, their CEO, some of the fans got a little nasty. That's part of the deal. You got to. Now, who thought I was going to retire anyway? You didn't think that for crying out loud.
I thought it would have been an unbelievable move. Unbelievable if you walked away from your radio show, which is that where you made the guarantee?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so I thought, now granted, you're walking away from a lot of money, but that would have been ultimate in, because we do this a lot. Oh, if that team wins, I'll walk to Philadelphia. Like that, local people like to do those things. If you said no, this is my word, you're a man of integrity. Did you even think of, how did it go over with your wife at home when you said, hon, I did something stupid?
Well, the one thing she didn't like was the bikini walk down Fifth Avenue.
Okay, so Howard Stern wanted you to wear a bikini.
So that wasn't going to work. Mrs. Russo was not going to stand for that, and I can't blame her. You know, she's used to the nonsense. I don't think she heard it. You know, the first thing that I was going to give up, Dan, was going to the UConn game on Monday night. Did you know that?
No.
That was the first thing I said. Here's, if they win the 2 in Philly, 6-7, I won't go, because I'm not going to work Monday. I won't go to UConn, Northern Arizona. And then I said, hold on now. That's too painful. I got to be there for his first game. So then I threw in a retire. I could care less. So in essence, I really probably should have shown the guts. You're 1,000% correct. I probably should have done that. So I have to take the responsibility that I was too carefree about it. And if you want to call me Mad Fraud instead of Mad Dog, I have to live with it. I have to live with it. The funny thing is, you probably don't know this, is I wasn't going to the World Series. I was not going. When I did that, that was Tuesday. They win Tuesday night. I go do the first take on Wednesday morning. Did you know that baseball called me at 11 a.m.? Chris, you have to go to the World Series. Now, how could you not go now? I couldn't go to the first two games. I said, okay, I'll maneuver. I got to get the radio out there. It's a lot of moving parts. You know, you got to make sure you have a set for the first take. I got to leave for 4 days. Plus, I did the Hall of Fame last night in New York, emceeing it. So I had to make sure I got back for that. Make a long story short, I said, oh, here's the deal. I'll go to the 3 games in Arizona, which is what I did.
He's Mad Dog Russo, and you can hear him in the afternoon, Sirius XM. Also, High Heat and First Take. Why is it we have a record book for Wilt Chamberlain and then everybody else, but we don't have a record book just for Babe Ruth and everybody else? Because Wilt, to me, is Babe Ruth of basketball. But it feels like, you know, because Wilt made his debut and had like 41 points and 40 rebounds in his like second or third game in the NBA. But that Wilt's numbers don't matter. They're not like real. Why is that?
You know, I mean, it's a little different. I mean, the 100 points will stand up in history. You know, Dan, everybody's going to remember. Everybody's going to know who follows basketball. Hershey, PA against the Knicks. He scores 100 points. Now, there was a lot of things about that game. I know you know this. I don't know if our audiences do, that are a little weird. You know, first off, did you know the Sixers, the Warriors at the time, you know, they fouled the Knicks in the last 10 minutes of the game, every 5 seconds to stop the clock, make the Knicks shoot the free throws so they can get Wilt the ball to get the 100. So that's, if that happened today, people would be screaming. I know I wouldn't like that. And the Knicks tried to throw the ball all over the place and play keep away so they wouldn't get fouled. And then they tried to foul Will a lot to make sure he missed some free throws. Because the whole idea was the Knicks didn't want him to get to 100, and Philly did. The game was a blowout, so they fooled around with the game a lot. And that's how. And he shot 28 of 32 from the line that night, which is pretty amazing, in Hershey, Pennsylvania, in front of 4,000 people. But you're right, the Wilt numbers, what number do you think was more significant there for a period of time? Wilt's 100 or Ruth's 714?
I would say 714 because that was over a career, whereas Wilt had that wonderful night. You know, Kobe had 81. Elgin Baylor had a big night. Like, guys have had big nights. Babe, 714 was, you know, that was felt unapproachable. I mean, 100 does, but I've asked players, and they feel like in today's game, shooting threes, that if somebody, you know, really had one of those nights, that you could come close. I mean, Kobe had 81, but that game was close with Toronto.
Last game of the year. Well, no, it wasn't the last game of the year. No, it wasn't the last game. Anyway, that was the game against
Dallas.
When he had a big game in his last game.
Oh, Utah. Yeah.
He had a big game. Yeah, but no, he had 50. He didn't have 81.
No.
Yes, I mean, I could see somebody going out there making 23s, you know, something crazy like that. That's 60 points. I could then, you know, make some free throws and everything else.
But the game has to be close, though,
yes,
I think, to stay in the game.
The game does have to be close. I think the routes, it's tricky. I think the game has to be close. You know, listen, Ruth, he had so many unbelievable numbers. I think all the numbers get obscured by the home runs. I mean, it's a 341 or 340-something lifetime hitter. You know, he hit the 60 homers that Maris surpassed. You know, his runs scored, his RBIs, his walks, his on-base percentage. You can have a catalog
and pitching
of Ruth's numbers. I think the two that stand out are the 60 and the 714. I mean, even today, people know that Ruth, who follow baseball, now Judge broke it, Maris broke it, but they knew that Ruth was the first to hit the magical number of 60. You know, Wilt's number, the one number you know is the 100. I think people know that he's averaged 50 a game in that same season. I think people know that. Don't you think most basketball fans know that in 62, he averaged 50.2 points a game?
I don't know. I don't think anybody would be surprised that he averaged 50.
They put two and two together.
No, I don't know if they go. I think they know 100 points and Will Chamberlain and these numbers. But he would put up big numbers against Bill Russell.
Oh, he sure did. As a matter of fact, the game that you referred to there, when he had 41, and that was the first game he had against Russell. Oh, he played great against Russell. No way. No, he didn't play great necessarily against him in the playoffs, but he played. Did you see the Chamberlain documentary on Showtime?
Yeah.
They did a great job at that. That was excellent. And they showed you all sorts of highlights as a player. They brought up the fact that he had the torn ACL and he came back early in 1960. He heard it in 68, 69. He heard it the following year. He came back against the Knicks. And how about that tremendous scene they showed you at Kansas when they retired his number? And he's crying at midcourt at halftime of a Kansas game, which I had never seen before. Had you seen that?
No, I had not.
I had never seen. That was a CBS game. I don't remember that. That was great.
I know.
He was going at the half crying how this game he took to his grave, and then he died 8 months later.
When is it too soon to have, I don't like to say hot take, but Victor Wembanyama is going to be one of the great players of all time.
I agree.
Okay. I know. We're only a couple, we're five games in, but I don't deal with hyperbole or hot takes, but I'm just looking at this. The only thing that will prevent him from being one of the all-time greats will be injury.
His body.
Yeah.
His body. I saw the first two games, parts of it when he was at home. They split, and you could just tell he's all over the place. I had PJ on about last week, and I said, you know, one thing here, PJ, is I could see Pop not playing in that many games. And he said, you know, Pop will play him plenty of games, not 82. But he'll play him 75 games where they keep the minutes down.
Yeah.
So he won't, you know, he'll play him a lot of games where they keep the minutes down. But how about the game last night? He scores 38 points. He makes big baskets all over the place. He shoots threes. Now he's frail. He's frail. You know, but he's going to keep Pop in the league for the next 10 years. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, and Pop loves it anyway, which is a great thing for the NBA. And, you know, they beat Phoenix twice. That's two good wins on the road against Phoenix. He scores 38 points. What do you have, 13 rebounds last night?
I think he was 38-10. But, you know, here's Pop, who struggled the last couple of years, and he finds his next Tim Duncan, whereas Bill Belichick has struggled.
Good point.
And he's trying to find a Victor Wembanyama to keep his career going. Yeah,
yeah, you got to find a quarterback. I mean, he found a player now, Pop, with a draft pick, with a lottery, that he can win some championships with. And Belichick has not found a quarterback. Mac Jones, I'm not trying to kill him, but let's be fair, he's not a Super Bowl quarterback. He has not found a Super Bowl quarterback after Brady. So one guy is going to go down in flames, and the other guy is going to have a tremendous send-off. So it's amazing how it works. Tells you got to have the players. You know, if you have the players, the great coach can do his thing. If you don't have the players, I don't care who you are, the coach is going to struggle. Belichick's won one playoff game without Brady in his career. With Testaverde, he beat the Patriots. One playoff game in an illustrious Hall of Fame kind of career. When you think about it,
I want to touch on your sport before we say goodbye. Bruce Bochy is one of the nicest people I've ever met in baseball, and probably was a Hall of Famer before he got this win with the Rangers. But the Rangers played a different style of baseball. It wasn't predicated on we're going to strike everybody out or we're going to hit home runs. That it felt a little more of what baseball used to be. I don't know if this is just a one-off, an aberration. But did the Rangers' offensive strategy, did they kind of stumble upon something here that might be imitated around the league?
Maybe more so Arizona with their base stealing and bunting and speed and athleticism. I mean, let's face it, Texas still hit the ball out of the ballpark. I mean, Seager hit home runs. Simeon hit two big home runs. You know, they still hit some home runs in this series.
Is Seager a Hall of Famer?
Yes, he's on his way. Not this second, but, I mean, damn, he's a two-time MVP, two different teams. Only Reggie can say that.
Yeah, but Reggie had a better resume. Seager's got 1,000 hits, position.
Seager's not a Hall of Famer this second if he retired tomorrow, but he puts another 3-4 years like this. He is a top-10 player in the sport.
Okay, we brought this up. Would you rather be Mike Trout or Corey Seager?
Seager.
Would you rather be Julian Edelman or Randy Moss?
Moss. I know Edelman's got the Super Bowls.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious about that. But
hey, you know, you're right. Edelman's got the Super Bowls, but Moss has the greatness. Seager has both. See, Seager and Trout have both. Because they're both probably going to be a Hall of Famers. Edelman's not a Hall of Famer.
No.
So here's the point. Would you rather be a Hall of Famer without the rings or very good with the rings? Boy, that's a tough call.
We debate. Would you rather be Eli or Dan Marino?
Both will make it Hall of Fame. But let's say Eli wasn't going to be in the Hall of Fame. I think you'd probably rather take the rings, right?
Probably. Here's something for you may not be aware of. When Wilt averaged 50, he averaged 25 rebounds. He didn't win the MVP.
Who did?
Bill Russell, named MVP, but he was named All-NBA second team. So Russell.
Wow. So they named Russell the MVP.
And he was second team All-NBA.
And Wilt was first team All-NBA. I didn't know that.
Anybody has ever been MVP and not first team All-NBA.
That is a great one. Wow.
Yeah.
You got into an interesting theme today. I'm going to use that myself on my show a little later on. Good job.
All right.
That's what I did. Come on. I get
don't make any stupid predictions. Sorry.
Yeah, no more. That's
for
it.
A while. For a while. Great to talk to you, dog.
Feel it.
Thank you, buddy. Mad Dog Russo, host of Mad Dog Unleashed, SiriusXM, and he has High Heat on MLB Network, and you'll see him occasionally on First Take. Always fun. Let's see. How about we take a break? If you're watching on Peacock, I'm looking at, we got a fire going outside. I got the Traegers are opened up, and we have a feast of resistance. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromise and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store for Monday. By the way, Jaren Hall is scheduled to start for the Vikings at quarterback. He's the eighth rookie quarterback to start a game this season. Man, they are interchangeable parts at that position, and it wasn't always that way. 60 quarterbacks have thrown a pass this season.
What?
Yes. We're halfway through the season.
What?
Okay. Now, we have to do this. Paulie's not here, but he told me you got to do most watchable, least watchable game, and what's the lead story on Monday? So he's not here, but he goes, did you do it yet? And I go, no, I'll do it now. What is the most watchable game this weekend, Fritzy?
I am going Cowboys-Eagles as the most watchable game.
All right. What about you, Seton?
I'm going to go ND Clemson. I really want to watch that game.
Okay. Dabo Swinney.
Hmm.
I'm more interested in his radio show next week than I am the football game.
And I think it's a nooner, too.
Yeah, it is a nooner. Marvin?
I'm going to go Chiefs-Dolphins.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to do that, too. I think there's a lot of interesting angles with that, and obviously two great teams. Yes, yes.
That's a preview of my Monday's headline today.
Oh, okay. Okay, before we get to that, least watchable game this weekend, Todd?
3-5 Colts at the 1-6 Panthers. Least watchable.
Okay. Seton O'Connor.
I don't find myself all that interested in Arizona-Cleveland.
Mm. Deshaun Watson not playing again?
Not interested.
Okay. Marvin?
Commanders at Patriots.
Yeah, that one's
anybody fun. Good the Commanders got rid of.
That's true. How many times will Sam Howell get sacked? I guess that... the headline on Monday. What's the lead story on Monday, Todd?
I'm going with, let's be Frankfurt. Something's not right with the Chiefs.
Okay. Didn't know we were getting a headline out of it, but okay. See, no comment.
That's Todd. Of course you are. My headline's similar. Did the Dolphins win or the Chiefs lose?
Oh, okay. Marvin?
Hurt so good. Eagles dominate the Cowboys.
Mm.
Because of Jalen Hurts. That's why he did Hurts.
Thank you.
Yeah, 31-13.
How about them Cowboys? Dallas beats Philly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dak is back.
Yeah.
Got a score with it for us?
No. It wasn't funny.
Oh, come on. Just say like 35-17.
This date in sports history, Wilt scored 72 in a loss. Sharunas Marshalonis and Alexander Volkov became the first Russians to play in an NBA regular season game. That was 1989. Kobe made his debut. He's the youngest player ever at 18 years, 2 months, and 11 days. That's this day in sports history. Final results of the poll question there, Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, let's see. We got a bunch of them working right now, Danny.
Okay.
Let's see. We have who wins more rings? Players, about 75%. They get the rings. Mm-hmm. Is Kenny Pickett the right quarterback for Pittsburgh? No, absolutely not.
Okay. That's
certainly the answer.
All right. Anything else that needs to be mentioned?
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not going to...
No, nowhere. No.
No shows
Road
or anything?
To no... Well, maybe New York. Yeah. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Go celebrity sighting, watching.
Is Led Zeppelin reuniting?
No. Zeppelin only reunited for... That was, I don't know how many years ago. And then they made it into a double CD.
But then you would get invited and not go.
If they... Well, they were playing in London at the O2 Arena.
So if they were doing it in New York...
If you said Led Zeppelin is going to reunite...
Tuesday.
I would be there. I would go see Led Zeppelin. Robert Plant had not performed Stairway to Heaven. He just did it recently. I think it was for a charity auction item. And he hadn't done it for like 16 years, something like that. But that would have been cool. But yeah, if Led Zeppelin gets back together...
What if it was a school night?
Yeah, Tuesday.
It was.
Yeah, I'd go. Yeah, absolutely. Go around the room what we learned on the program. Todd, let me start with you. What did you learn today?
James Harden is not a system player. He's a system in and of himself, but the system doesn't work.
Why are you yelling?
Am I yelling?
Yeah, it feels like it.
I may be losing my hearing a little bit, I think.
Really?
Wearing these headphones all these years. My wife says the same thing. What are you screaming? I just said, pass the bread. No, you said, pass the bread, please. So I think I'm having an issue.
Oh, my God. You're neurotic.
I am a little neurotic.
You are.
Went to the gastroenterologist yesterday.
Sometimes, you know, it's amazing. You're losing your hearing, but you seem to hear everything I say negative about you.
When you go to the gastroenterologist office, by the way, they have a nice poster of the different types of stool.
I guess you wanted to get that out.
I did. There's like 9 different things. You could figure out what's wrong with your
face. Because I was talking about, you know, your ears, and you wanted to go stool.
I think I either have an ear infection or I'm losing my hearing.
Okay. Seton, what'd you learn?
I don't know.
Anything. You didn't learn anything?
You know what? Christopher Mad Dog Russo said, good job out of you today.
Yeah, I always appreciate that. Good job out of you, Daddy.
That's a good job out of you, Daddy.
Marvin, how about you? What'd you learn today?
Evan Fournier scored 41 points in an NBA game.
Yeah, the most by a French-born player. Todd, what did I learn?
Dylan reminds us that November is horse betting season or month.
40th running of Breeders' Cup World Championships at Santa Anita Park. What a beautiful place. Beautiful setting. November 3rd and 4th, catch all the action on NBC and USA. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for allowing us to do this every day and being a part of your life. We'll talk to you on Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.